Joining us now in studio are Northfield's Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Beautiful day today.
It is.
You're able to come in. And, you know, I was just looking. We were within 3 degrees of a new record low right now. I kind of like the part of the year where the record low is 52. We're at 55. That's pretty pleasant. Last night you had a council meeting, and I don't want to say it was a short meeting, but didn't take the full 3 hours, as kind of has been the history of Northfield since, well, at least the 80s when I've been here.
Right.
But you did have some things going on that we want to talk about. Let's start off with an item that was moved from the consent agenda into the regular agenda, and that was a change order on the reconstruction and concerning possible artwork on that. And first of all, let's talk about the change. It was voted on, but tell us who wanted to put that in there, and what were you talking about last night?
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, so the change order consists of modification of Econo Foods to better match the parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where a lot of the expenses on the change orders occurred. Not uncommon to have change orders in our street projects. So this is just the process of going before the council to get those authorized. There were some modification to the crosswalks to better match up with the road that we've got with that. The reason it got pulled was really discussion about an area. You know, we've got some pedestrian improvements, we've got benches, we've got some new landscaping that's going out there, we've got some enhancements to the crosswalks for safety purposes and narrowing of the road. Along with that, we identified, and the council actually designated some money for some public art with the project as we try to continue to build a nice sense of place for the community, in particular in the downtown. So they did set aside 1% of the construction cost, about $37,000, towards doing some public art with that. We had to, they kind of finalized the location of that, so they poured in a cement pad to be able to accommodate a future sculpture at the corner of 6th and Division Street, kind of near where the old Econo Food sign was. If you're out there, there's kind of a little square cement pad. So basically, it's poured cement in a footing, and the cost of that was about $10,000. It'll allow a lot of flexibility in the future to put in some type of a sculpture. We'll be going through our public arts policy through the Arts and Culture Commission, to kind of do a solicitation determination of the appropriate art to go into that location. So originally our plan was that those base costs to kind of prepare for that project would be included within the overall contingency, not as part of the art itself. That would be proposed to be separate. However, Councillor DeLong requested to pull that agenda item, and after some discussion, ultimately the council did vote to take that out of the actual art designation rather than as part of our infrastructure cost to support that. So we did have some discussion about that as far as should that be a part of the infrastructure, should be part of that art designation or not. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, that was the direction of the council.
Okay, so the bottom line is right now, when they finish, we'll have a place to put some art, a sculpture designated for it. All the work will be done. But as far as the artwork, that'll need to be, I don't know if bid upon would be the right word, but that would be additional cost probably from a different budget going forward. It's something, so you're set up and ready to go for it, but there's nothing designated at this point as far as what's going to go there and how it's going to be paid for.
They've got $27,000 after this amount's taken out of the art project would still be available and designated by the city council through the authorization. So there's dollars there in the Arts and Culture Commission through our public arts policy.
Okay.
We'll go through a kind of a formal process to determine what type of art, go through a solicitation of local artists, I think to determine, is it Minnesota, potentially some Northfield artists, what might be appropriate in that location for scale and in interest for the community. So they'll be working through that.
All right. Sounds good. Once again, Mayor Pownell is with us, along with City Administrator Martin. Let's move on to the some other items on the regular agenda. There was the modification for the Witt Brothers, the Division and 7th Street project. That was eventually approved. Talk about what the Witt Brothers wanted and what the discussion concerned.
So this is another change, I guess, that was directed by the council. Obviously, the council spent a lot of time working towards compromising on taking a balance of of the street design, of the various needs of the community, and looking at it really at a 50-year-plus type of scoping that we have on the design. So there was a lot of thought and time put into that. Parking was one of those issues that was talked about, so there was a sensitivity to the parking issues. And this particular area down by Witt Brothers, there's kind of three stalls on Division Street that are really immediately adjacent to them, and they maintained all of their accesses to the street, which was important to them as well. However, their driveway onto 7th Street was narrowed down due to the design needs of the project from about 30 feet to 21 feet, and they had concerns with that because they had they do have traffic coming through in that drive access area. So they were really wanting to try and maintain that previous width of the access drive. In order to accommodate that, though, a parking stall in that area that I mentioned would have to be removed. So we basically posed the question to them, your customers primarily use these stalls. If you had a choice of one or the other, which one would you prefer? And they said definitely interested in the wider drive lane. So we brought that forward to the city council in consideration of that. We did get support from NAPA indicating that they supported that decision and had been involved in that. So we made some modifications to that to accommodate. So ultimately the council was supportive of that, and it does remove one stall, but again, they're primarily customers, and they do also do staging on their site, so they might be able to do some parking in that area anyway as it relates to that. So worked that out with them to bring that forward, and again, so it's just another change within the project.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. I like that you're listening to the local businesses that have the direct effect of that and can work with them for a satisfactory solution for everyone. Let's talk about the transit hub and a matching fund commitment. There were actually several items concerning the transit hub, which would be proposed to be going up next to the depot out there. Where are we at on that, and what was discussed last night?
So, Jeff, we are considering the council. What was before the council last night was the potential to put forward a grant to MnDOT to help fund some more, the actual transit hub, some parking on both the north side, north of Highway 3, just adjacent, if you can say that, adjacent, just right across the street from where the transit hub would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just south. Boy, I've got my directions wrong, don't I? Okay, so on the north and the south side of the transit hub block, right, there's some open city-owned property there that could be utilized. It's right next to the railroad tracks for some parking.
Mm-hmm.
So this grant would be an opportunity for us to really work with MnDOT to see whether or not they could help us with really the improvement of a wider area over there rather than just the transit hub. And the council voted in favor of that, putting forward a grant that really would, I think it's going to revitalize that whole area there and vastly improve it. It's just it's a bigger vision there in addition to the transit hub and getting the drive paved in front of the depot and transit hub there.
Now, as far as that transit hub goes, what is the size of the grant you'd be applying for? Has that been determined yet? Is there designated funding within the state for grants like that? And are you optimistic that Northfield, this would fit the criteria and that Northfield might get that?
So this is a programming or capital grant that would be eligible for Hiawatha Land to apply for as the transit authority. Okay. They are supporting us. They do fund projects on a local match within their region. However, all of their cash is tied up in other projects. So we're working with them to accelerate this on the schedule, and Northfield taking a lead on that local match requirement rather than Hiawatha Land, in order to get that moved sooner than later. Because if we wait, we don't know if or even when it would kind of hit into the queue of their priorities. And this is important, I think, and there's some opportunity there to move ahead. So we would be applying with or in support with them. It'd be about $2.3 million project if we included everything. We gave some alternatives with the council not to include the parking, but it was unanimous support of the council to go for the full amount. So that would be about $1.75 million would be MnDOT funded. And then the local match would be about a little over $500,000 from the city. We do have some TIF funds designated with that. And then the remaining amount we'd be looking at probably packaging in with some debt for next year to pay over kind of a 10, 15-year period or something with that. So the application's at the end of the month. I think we'd get notice of whether we got the funding or not this year for really a 2019 project. And as the mayor said, you know, the parking lot needs, I think, demonstrate a larger need within kind of the downtown now that we have the safety improvements on Highway 3 to be able to get across into the Riverwalk and into the downtown. It is a little further out, but that is still technically within our extended downtown district. So first of all, I think there's a need, particularly when we have larger events. And this is a way for us to get 80% of that cost on those parking lots potentially covered by the state in relation to this transit hub. So there's definitely some opportunity for some leveraged dollars that won't always maybe be there for us. And then additionally, we know people like Benjamin Bus, who have buses going to the Twin Cities on kind of a daily basis. They have an interest to, you know, to have a location where they can have restrooms, you know, a temperature-controlled indoor facility, which would be what the building would be for. I don't recall the exact size of that building, but it's basically men's, women's bathrooms and kind of a waiting area. So they'd be able to accommodate that, so we'd have some vehicle storage, and might stimulate, as Mayor said, some redevelopment in that area, too, that I think is right.
Let's talk about that whole project for a moment. Of course, the Save the Depot group has been working on that that site with the depot and done some great work in saving that. From the city standpoint, the transit hub would be, I guess, an adjacent, somewhat connected building. At least I've seen the conceptual plans of that. But the actual plans and when will that be built, is that part of our comprehensive plan? Do we have some target dates on that? Is there any type of schedule yet on when that will be on track and online?
The depot project's moving along. There's still there actually going to be some great, significant grading work out there, potentially happening this week. And so I think their still goal is this year or next year to be certificate of occupancy issued. So they are making substantial progress. We're working cooperatively with them because ultimately on the transit hub, too, they own the property. The city had transferred it to them. We might be getting a chunk of that property, including the drive lane, maybe transferred back. Mm-hmm. We can cooperate, too, on, you know, if we do some improvements, we'd be blending it in with theirs. So they're really interrelated, and we need to have a good working relationship for it to work for both of us. So I think there's some, you know, win-wins there for us if we are continuing to work together. If we get some grant dollars, it might help them out. So they're making progress on their project, and I don't have the exact date of their completion, but they're making significant progress.
But I'm talking about the city's part, the transit hub. Is that, you know, will we start construction on that in 2019 if things fall into place right? Will that be 2020, 2021? Do we know yet?
So I think 2019 would be the construction season if we got awarded with what we'd be gearing up for. We've got some preliminary design plans. We don't have the actual construction documents. So for the building, so we would be moving forward with that. But we've got solid engineering preliminary site plan designs that have been paid for, that we have that we built off of what the depot group did. The council designated some TIF dollars for those designs to be completed. So it should move along. It does hit on a few of our strategic plan goals within the city around transit, around redevelopment. Economic Development Authority had some parking goals, so it would also meet some of those parking goals as well. You'd have about 44 stalls if we got it fully developed, we're estimating, for the entire site.
All right. Let's move on to the wastewater treatment. You had an update on the biosolids fire that happened about a month and a half, 2 months ago. What was the latest on that? Is this kind of the final report on what happened on that fire?
So I think the cause.
At that point yet?
Sorry. The cause of the fire. So we released in our documents last evening the investigation report that a private entity did for the League of Minnesota Cities, the insurance company. We did redact like private employee names and titles that might identify who they are, as well as some of the specific times that we are open or when we're fully staffed out there or not, because we do have monitoring alarms, so we're not 24 hours a day as far as staffing currently. So for security purposes, we also redacted some of that. But otherwise, the report's available. We disclosed all of that. Really, the investigation company that took a look at it ruled out mechanical and electrical as the cause of the fire, but they couldn't rule out the chemical reaction with the product causing the fire. So in effect, I think, without saying it explicitly, that's probably the most logical potential for the fire that was related to the chemical reaction. We do know lime, they had it in the report, does react with water. That's part of our cleaning process. It's actually kind of a standard part of the process that we have. But there have been some instances of the chemical reacting and causing some fire, so that's potentially it.
Mm-hmm.
We also walked through last evening some of the alarm alerts that went out, when they went out, what those alerts were. We don't have a fire suppression system at the plant for this. It wasn't required for code or the equipment at the time. We don't have any requirements now that we're aware of, but we're evaluating that with the equipment that's coming in. But we did have mechanical failure alerts that were going out. So our staff was responding to it kind of concurrent with the fire department getting the call. So we talked a little bit about that, and that's probably something else we'll be evaluating, is at a minimum looking at some fire-related alarm systems to be installed with the project, in addition to our mechanical system alerts as well. So we kind of walked through all of those details, did a little bit of a recap of what we talked about last week as far as the costs and what we're looking at purchasing for new equipment.
The building itself, let's talk about that. Of course, all the equipment's going to be replaced, and we've talked about that, discussed that, and the cost involved. Is the building still fully functional? I mean, the concrete walls and such, are you going to have to? And when you do this, you're going to obviously do some upgrades, so there'll be some additional expenses in there that we didn't have. Probably the insurance wouldn't cover. You've indicated that in the past. But the building itself, do we have to build a new building? Is it big enough? Is it large enough? Was it damaged at all?
Yeah, the building will work very well for the new system that will be coming in, so it'll be modified specifically for that building site. It does, the building's solid. It's a, I think it might be a precast structure, concrete structure that we have. Will require cleaning that's underway, and that's already been scheduled for work. So they'll definitely need to do some cleanup. But it will, the equipment will allow for greater capacity of treatment and still be able to do that within the confines of the building. So that's a good thing, that we don't need to do any building expansion, because that can be an added expense. And we did have Justin Wagner, too, who was the utilities manager, was in also talking about this new equipment. It's a similar process, but it's updated, more modernized technology, too, as it relates to the lime process. So there was a lot of questions about, is this the same system coming in? What can we learn from this last event? He talked about some of the extra safety measures and design features within that system that minimizes more the risk of the heat and the potential for fire issues, but certainly they're going to continue to look at that more closely as we go ahead, too.
All right. Anything else from last night's meeting or coming up within the city?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on that last topic there, that there will be some opportunities for the council to move forward an operational study that will look at best practices, procedures, policies in regards to how the facility is run, as well as a potential facility plan upgrade that will help us now that this piece of infrastructure that we were planning to provide for in 2021 is now getting replaced yet this year. There'll be some opportunity for us to look at, maybe even at some greater depth at from a risk management perspective, to ensure that things like this don't happen in the future. So there's still some more to come, but it's more really on the council's agendas that will be coming forward for us to support those measures.
All right. We are out of time. Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it, and we will look forward to talking to you once again next week.
Yeah,
thanks for joining
us.
Thank you, Jeff.
As Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martick. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota.